Reading the Signs on Russia, this week on UK Perspectives. I'm Josh James, in for Tom Goodell. This week, we're sitting in with Dr. Greg Hall with UK's Patterson School of Diplomacy and International Commerce. One of his specialties, U.S.-Russian relations, is bound to put him in higher demand in the coming weeks and months. Dr. Hall, thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me here, Josh.
Well, we'll start with the question that's really driving most of the discussion and the hand-wringing at the moment. That being this observation that President Donald Trump is making friendlier overtures towards Russia, even seemingly going out of his way to praise President Vladimir Putin. Do you believe we're at a turning point with regard to the relationship between our countries?
I think we're approaching a turning point. Going into the aftermath of the election, that both sides believed, that is, the Putin government and the Trump administration, believed that there was going to be a positive turn in the relationship. It has been increasingly negative over the years, particularly in President Obama's second term. But I think it's reaching a point where the turn could be starkly more negative than the two sides expected. The signs for a more aggressive posture on either side are in place. Russian military movements and maneuvers, further unrest in Ukraine, and just increasing hostile rhetoric on either side.
What do you make of the moral equivalency the president seemed to strike in his recent comments when asked about Putin's record? He now famously responded, you think our country is so innocent too?
Obviously, quite shocking. I think many Russian observers found it quite humorous. But on a more serious note, it raises questions about the extent to which the Trump administration will cooperate with the Putin administration regime in ways that that would concern allies, concern friends such as Ukraine, concern people even in the U.S. government.
Well, what direction do you foresee Russian foreign policy taking? Are the pieces in place here for a Cold War 2.0?
Well, recently the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, indicated that the post-Cold War era, that order is now over. That's as strong a signal as one can receive from the Russian side that the idea that either side should strive to find more areas of cooperation is over. That it the posture on either side will be much more entrenched, quick to be negative, if you will, and not even backing down from confrontation.
There are some fears out there that President Putin is looking to essentially, you know, kind of recreate a sort of USSR. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Well, he definitely seeks a stronger union of former Soviet republics and others that even include China, such as this Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So he seeks more integration through and with bodies like that. But I'm not sure that Vladimir Putin wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union, at least anymore. But he definitely wants the process of NATO expansion to stop where it is at this point. And that means expressly not to include Ukraine and Georgia in NATO. I think that that's his number one strategic objective, is to keep those two out of NATO. And then many other conflicts of the region, Nagorno-Karabakh, that those will remain, as some scholars and observers say, frozen conflicts.
Well, we have to mention the allegations of Russian hacking, interfering in the U.S. elections. That's being investigated. If those charges are borne out, how might that affect our relationship?
Oh, well, to date, the Russians call these allegations baseless, that it's sour grapes for the Democrats who lost the White House. But if if a smoking gun, so to speak, were found, and particularly ties between the Trump campaign in a focused, concerted way with Russians, and even a financial trail that connects figures up to including President Trump to Russian interests and even Russian leaders, that would be devastating, and it could be something that could precipitate a constitutional crisis in our country.
Is this coming up in the classroom at all? How does this play out?
Indeed, yes, it's at the forefront of everyone's minds. Colleagues and students are obviously in all quarters concerned about what could come out of this. It would be a crisis of historic proportions for this country if anything were to come out of that, be substantiated.
You hear a lot of folks saying nowadays that they're starting to feel, maybe for the first time in their lives even, that they're living through history. Are you also hearing that from colleagues and friends in Russia and students?
Indeed, all over. It's cliche. These are historic times. I know there's something unique about this period in this country's history and the relationship with Russia and China too. This is a unique period. It's one that people are going to be writing and talking about for a long time.
Professor Greg Hall with UK's Patterson School, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Josh, for having me.
You can hear our full conversation at WUKY.org. For UK Perspectives, I'm Josh James.